Right. Well, no, now, not all of them. Now, there were, I don't know how many centers there were across the country, but...
There must not have been very many to attract somebody to the South.
No. At the time, there were no centers in the South.
Oh, okay.
I think the nearest one in the South was somewhere in Arkansas.
Oh.
And then there was one in Missouri. But all the rest were places like Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Vermont, Maine, California, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota. I think there was one in Montana and Minnesota, this type of thing. Because, see, they were attached to United States forests. See, and because remember, I was with the United States Forest Service,
right.
And so the center was a detachment of that particular forest.
So anybody there was there to learn forestry?
No.
Oh no.
No, no. You mean the corpsmen?
Yeah. I don't
okay.
Forestry.
Okay. Well, I think it's more administrative than anything else. Okay. All the corpsmen were not there to learn forestry, although quite a few of them. Well, let's back up.
Okay.
A corpsman comes to Lydic Lake Job Corps Center. Okay. He's a dropout. Even if he's had 9-10 years of schooling, his reading level is probably 2.3, 3.5. Okay. So that's what we're dealing with in terms of grade level, right? Okay. Now he comes in. We develop what we call a phase-in schedule. Okay, a corpsman comes in on a Tuesday. We never, our schedule was, was arranged so that we only phased in beginning on Tuesday. A corpsman comes in, he gets a physical, you know, because coming from these areas, he has a lot of physical defects and a lot of things, a lot of problems I had when I was teaching public school. I didn't know I had until I got in Job Corps, because it never occurred to me that a kid wasn't learning how to read because he had vision problems.
Yeah, right.
That never hit me when I was teaching eighth grade and kids couldn't read. That never dawned upon me that he couldn't see. And another thing that never dawned upon me is that how much speech problems prevail in terms of pronunciation, in terms of whatever. But it never dawned upon me that a lot of these kids couldn't hear, you know?
Yeah.
Had hearing, had serious hearing. We had kids that come in that were all but deaf. And these things never dawned upon me as a public school teacher. As a public school teacher, this never hit me that this was one of the problems. This really broadened my perception in terms of what the student needs, you know? And I'm almost convinced now that the ABCs just... that's just not enough. So, but anyway, these kids come in, they get a physical, they get dental examination, physical examination, if necessary. We had some kids with serious hang-ups, they got psychiatric treatment and what have you. Okay, so we got them fitted with eyeglasses, we got them fitted with, got teeth pulled, whatever. I think there were a few occasions when they had even replaced teeth or whatever the case was.
And this was all free?
Yeah.
For the kids.
Okay, so what he did was he phased in to first couple of days, this is what he did. Constantly going to the doctor, get outfitted for clothes, because we had them come in, you know, with, come to Minnesota, you know, like in February with nothing but a pair of pants and a shirt to his name.
He had to save up all his money to get there, right?
No. His transportation was paid from home to there. Right. Well, we met them at the airport or bus station, whatever the case may be. But
so you had really, really, really poor people.
Really. I mean, kids would come there with zero in terms of clothing. And we know that a kid knows he's going to Minnesota. He's got a coat and a hat. In January, he's going to bring it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, so of course they were outfitted with clothes. Now this weren't expensive clothes. They were stuff like fatigues,